Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
Now, we talked about that this is not the end. It's not the end. And we talked about the fact that in Zechariah 4:6, that the mountain would be made flat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And faith people know that. We're going to talk about that some more later. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and that not in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith. So mountain be gone. Get. Now, why cast into the sea? I questioned the Lord about that. I said, Lord Jesus, When did you put that like that? He said, because once it's gone into the sea, there's no evidence that it ever existed. You can't see it anymore. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
All right. Now then, we talked about not despising small beginnings and so forth. But now then, I'm going to read to you from John chapter 6, 1 through 14. I'm going to read it from the New Living Testament. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill, sat down with the disciples around him, nearly time for Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, are you listening? Are you listening now? Listen. Where? Say where.
Where?
Where can we buy bread to feed all these people? Now that's all he said. Where? Say where. He was testing Philip. Why is he testing Philip? He's seeing if he's listening. For he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. He was not listening at all. The crowd was too big. Worked for months, we couldn't feed them. Well, of course, Jesus already knew. Now, then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that? See, he caught on, but then he just talked himself out of it. The crowd's too big. This thing is too big. We've got a Goliath we're facing here. This thing is too big. Then he said, tell everyone to sit down. So they sat down in the grassy slopes. The men numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. Everyone was full. Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather up the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets. Now, there are two Greek words for basket. One was the little boy's lunch basket. One is the basket, you remember, that they put the Apostle Paul in and let him down over the wall. That's the baskets that are used here. 12. Isn't that what that said? 12. Baskets big enough to put a full-grown man in. And it all belonged to that little boy. He came out very well. He came out very well. I get to heaven, I'm going to speak to that young man. Thank you, Jesus. Not listening. Now, my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, he would stop you and have you repeat word for word what he said. And you'd be surprised how hard that was to do, because you weren't listening. You're either thinking ahead of him, trying to figure out what he's going to say. Some of you are not listening too much to me now because you can't figure out why I wear blue all the time. And really. Come on back with us. Not listening. Philip was not listening. Very long time partner to this ministry. In East London, South Africa. And we were supposed to be there this year. Oh, I was looking so forward to dedicating the dome and of course, you know why we couldn't go. But it's on the schedule next year. Praise God. 2020 WON. Amen. So, in praying, this old, dilapidated old warehouse thing that just... Well, let me show you some pictures here. See that? At one time, this thing had been a sheep warehouse thing. They sheared sheep there. And it had been abandoned for years and years. And the Lord told him to buy that and told him how much to pay for it. See, he's listening. He's listening. And we drove all through that thing, and he's telling me right there, that's Andre right there pointing out to me all of this, and he's telling me there's not going to be any girders, and it's going to be a dome, and I'm smiling thinking, yeah, I'm glad you're a man of faith. But now he was on this trip, he was one of the first to sow the size of seed that he sowed into that citation tin, 1,000,000 rand. Whoa. Well, the kukaran, South African kukaran, which was, at that time, something like $850,000. So the seed was in the ground. Amen. So, but he's listening. He's listening. And the Lord said, the money is in the floor. Now, these people wanted more money for this place, and he said, no, I'm not going to pay that. They said, you're not? He said, no, I'm not going to pay that. I'm going to pay this. Well, maybe we won't take that. Well, yes, you will. The Lord said, this is what I'm going to pay, and you're going to take this. And so they did. Well, they'd take nearly anything because they didn't think this thing could be used for anything. On the outside, it looked even worse than it did on the end. Just a huge tin barn looking thing. The money's in the floor. And he kept thinking, there's gold. The money's in the floor. The money's in the floor. The money's in the floor. Now, this floor was taken up, and that was underneath that floor. This wood is so old. It's such fine, fine wood that and makes the most gorgeous furniture. People just give nearly anything, and guitar makers would give nearly anything to get their hands on it. It's just priceless. It's illegal to sell. You can't cut those trees anymore. Holden Hanley, 50 18-wheeler loads of it. Look. Old floorboards packaged, ready for transport to Cape Town. I said, Andre Robert, how much was it? He said, more than enough. Now, show us the other pictures, please. Isn't that amazing? See the faith sign up over the top? Hallelujah. That's that same old warehouse. And now everybody in East London, their mouths are hung open. Ah. He was listening. He was listening. You haven't finished praying till you listen. So you listen. And I must go back to what, now, Oral Roberts had this happen to him so many times where he'd give someone specific instructions and he'd come back not done that way. So if you came into his office, the first thing, he had a big plaque on his desk, no small plans made here. And he would take an easel and a large, just large white pad. And he would say, now, and then he'd say, now, what did I say? Well, you write it on there. Rewrite what I said. It's amazing how you have to write it 3 or 4 times. Right. Unless you learn how to listen the first time. And stop your own thinking. Stop your own thinking and listen. How many of you are hearing what I said? About 4 or 5 hands went up. Don't be slow to respond. You're picking on me. Oh, yeah. But Brother Copeland, you're just too picky with words. We're in training. We're in training. We have to be picky because every word means something. Every word means something. That's the reason people, like, every word, that's the reason every single solitary word is so thought out before it goes into congressional records, because 50 years from now, somebody will make up something that you didn't say and try to put words in your mouth. Our little Constitution, you can sit down and read it in a few minutes. Those words, one of the most powerful documents other than the Bible ever written, because it was written on top of a Bible. Every word in it came out of the Bible, all of it. You can find every word in the Word of God. Every word of it. I used to carry a little copy with me around in my Bible case. And you want to see what the Second Amendment says? Get it, read it. Well, what about the separation of church and state? It isn't in there. It's in the Russian Constitution, but it's not in there. It isn't there. It came out of a personal letter. And it was not in favor of the government. It was in favor of the Baptist to whom that letter was written. And, of course, the do-nothings get a hold of it, twist it and turn it, trying to make it say what they want to have say. But just get that little book. You can carry it in your pocket. It is the oldest governing document, in the world that has governed a nation for this many years with having never been changed. And there are people fighting to change it every day because it doesn't say what they want it to say. I don't care. It just says what it says. And you need to be listening. You need to be listening to this document. Amen. It's just magnificent. And I'm glad I'm an American. I'm thrilled to be an American. It's so amazing to me. you can a German is a German because he's from Germany, or he's born of German parents. A Frenchman comes from France, or born of French parents. A Jew, no, not a Jew, an Israeli. But all Israelis are not Jews. It's the closest thing. Amen. But I'm an American because I was born. Now, wait a minute. I wasn't just born in America. I could have been born in Mexico and been in North America. I was born in the United States of America. That's huge. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over this offering tonight. And of course, we thank you for revealing to each person in the sound of my voice here in this congregation or in other places, watching on the Victory Network, watching online, wherever they are. You will reveal to each one of them what is their part of the finances of this ministry. What is their part? How do you want them to sow it? What do you want it to be? What is your desire, Father? Because you already know what's on the other side of their faith. You already know. Like Robert and Jenny, you knew already when you told them that they must buy that facility. You knew already what that floor was. You knew it already. And it was your desire to put it into the hands of a faith church, faith people, because of what they do throughout the whole continent of Africa on television and in that great church. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. In the name of Jesus.
Wherever you are in the world, it's easier than ever before to connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and enjoy all of our online media, including content exclusive to our website. Visit us at kcm.org and gain access to over 50 years of Bible teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right at your fingertips. Watch live streaming video of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday and daily broadcasts. Enjoy live programs from the Victory Channel and experience special events on demand. Browse through hours of archived audio and video teaching and immerse yourself in the Word through the online devotional From Faith to Faith. Download the latest BVOV magazine, including our enhanced interactive version. This free monthly publication is filled with powerful tools for spiritual growth, articles by ministry leaders, testimonies from partners, and much more.
Watch the broadcast, read the magazine, designed, listen to me, to be a study center.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose and God has put in my life. It's been great. It's been life-changing for sure.
Over these past 2 years, there's been things that have been added to me that the Lord's going to be able to use and I will be able to put into practice.
We were being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God, and He's fulfilled everything.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors, everyone's constantly pouring into you, and it's just been awesome.
This school has taught me the Word of God, and nothing can stop me. I'm ready to go out and love on people, and the love of God has just been poured into us so much. We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory is Offering Day. And that's why we look to the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Listen to what it says here. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Now, that's the scriptural foundation that the Lord instructed Brother Copeland, my grandfather, in years ago when it came to receiving offerings on this broadcast. Because all this week, many of you for years now, you've been tuning into this broadcast, hearing the Word of God, and it's brought light to you, it's brought revelation, it's brought answers, maybe to questions you've had for a long time. Well, that's what this ministry is about. It's about getting the Word of God into your life so that faith comes, so that you can walk it out, so that you can live the life that God created you and called you to live. But that's not where it ends. You and I, when we hear the Word, when we're taught the Word, we have responsibility to then go before the Lord and say, how do I respond to this? What would you have me do to respond or to share with the one who's taught me? And that's where partnership comes in. And what you're saying to the Lord and what you're saying to this ministry is this, that I'm not willing for this thing to stop with me. I don't want just my life changed. No, I want my neighbors changed. I want the city I live in changed. I want the nation and the world to get a hold of the good news of the gospel. I want others to be taught how to live by faith, this uncompromised word of faith. And you are committing yourself to the preaching of this thing from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. That's partnership. And it's a big deal to God. It's a big deal to this ministry. And we thank God for our partners. Partners, listen, your seed sowing, your prayers, your faith has sent this broadcast all over the world. Your seed has sent over 400,000 Believers Voice of Victory magazine subscriptions out every month all over the world. You and your faithfulness to sow is a big part of the reason that KCM has trained prayer ministers that pray the word with people in whatever time of need they're in. Partnership is a big deal. It's a big thing to God. It's a big thing to this ministry. It's a big thing to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And they thank God for you, and that's why they pray for you every single day. And those of you who are partners with this ministry, you could right now raise your hand and as a witness and say, my partnership with this ministry has opened up a door of access for God to go to work in my life. And it's affected your life. It's affected your family. It's affected your finances. We get these testimonies all the time, and all the praise and all the glory goes to God. So pray about being a partner with this ministry. If you're already a partner, be faithful, do what God tells you to do, and watch your seed open up a door for Him to work in your life. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people. We call them blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.